Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
Hey guys, how's it going? Good, good, we doing good? All right, so I'm Detective Layla, and I just want to make sure that you guys are in on this case. I don't want to reveal my real identity if you guys don't know why I'm here. So I was hired to solve an element of some case. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Okay. So what's the case about? Can somebody tell me? Just shout it out. Let me hear. Oh, okay. Following Jesus. Well, I'll reveal my real identity now. Hi. What? Well, I am Detective Layla, but I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew what I was going to come talk about, because it's really top secret. And you guys are detective recruits, so I just had to make sure that you were going to keep it secret, okay? So, today when I got hired to help you guys solve this case, okay? I was handed a case file, and can anybody read this for me?
Prayer.
Awesome. And under it says for others. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about prayer for others. Okay, so let's just jump right in. All right, so we've been talking about what it means to follow God and how we can follow God, why we should follow God. So today we are going to talk about how prayer is another element of following God. Okay, so also when I got hired to come solve, they gave me this book. Do you guys have it too? Do you guys have Bibles? Okay, before I trust you, I had to see it in the air. So, okay. Oh, I see it. Okay. All right, so I think I fully trust you. So we can bring the lights back on. Because I want to see everybody's face, okay? I want to see all of your face. Oh, there you are. All right, so I'm going to take my disguise off just because I feel like we're pretty close now, okay? You guys know I'm a detective. I can probably take this off, okay? All righty. So, like I said, today we're going to be talking about praying for others and how we can follow God by praying for others. So can I pray for you guys before we start? All right, let's bow our heads, close our eyes, and let's pray together. Jesus, we are just so, so thankful that we have had just an amazing week so far at Miracle Camp. Lord, I just pray that you would be present in the room tonight, that we would just get to learn more about you, what it means to pray for others, and how that will help us follow you and be closer to you, Lord. So we love you. We thank you for tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Awesome. All right, so like I said, today we are talking about prayer for others. We're going to be looking at a story called Acts. Can you guys say Acts? Acts. Okay. Now I have an important question. Does anybody know who wrote Acts, the book in the Bible? His name starts with an L. Luke. Luke is correct. Okay. And this might be an obvious question, but does anybody know, does Luke sound familiar? He wrote another book in the Bible. He wrote Luke, right? So, Luke wrote Luke, and Luke wrote Acts. So I need you all to open your Bibles if you have it, and I need you to flip to Acts 12, okay? It's towards the end of your Bible. It's after John. Awesome to whoever said that. It's pretty much towards the end. And once you get it, put it on your head. Put your Bible on your head. Acts 12, 1-2. Acts 12. Put it on your head. Let's see. I don't know if I can balance on my head. Okay. I'm seeing some more. Acts 12. We're getting there. We're getting there. All right, let's bring it in. Shh. All right, While the rest of our friends are getting there, I'm going to give you just a little bit of a background of what our story is going to be about today, okay? So, can you all say, Peter?
Peter.
Peter, our story today is about Peter. Now, does anybody know who Peter is? He did a lot of things, right? But he was one of Jesus' 12 disciples, okay? And our story today is about Peter. Now, the way the story starts is that our friend Peter was going around sharing the gospel. Can anyone tell me what we learned about last night from Bree? Just shout it out if you know. Sharing the gospel. Yeah, trick question because I just said it. So Peter was out and about. He was sharing the gospel. And now our story starts by Peter getting arrested for sharing the gospel. So we are very, very fortunate in today's world to live in a country that we can freely share the gospel. But in this time in the Bible, and still today in some countries, you can get in big trouble for sharing what Jesus' story is, sharing the gospel. So luckily, we get to go around and tell whoever we want about the gospel, but some people don't. And just like Peter, even though Jesus wanted him to go out and share the gospel, he got arrested and he was thrown into jail because he was sharing the story of Jesus. Okay, so we're going to start by reading in Acts 12, okay? So,
diving deep into hair. I think actually I might get a haircut when I'm not at camp anymore. And I am so ready to help you with your message on hair.
Okay. Can somebody remind Miss Kayla what we're talking about tonight? It's not hair, it's prayer. You know, I know they sound really similar, but we're not talking about hair, we're talking about prayer.
So you don't want this?
Yeah, no.
You
can keep it for now.
You know what?
I might come back to you.
Can I share it with you later? Though?
Yep.
Yeah. Not right now?
Not right now. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Everybody say bye. Everybody say bye. Okay. All right. So hopefully that doesn't happen again, because what are we talking about tonight?
Prayer.
Not hair. She's pretty silly for thinking we were talking about hair. Okay. So, as I was saying, we're going to read in Acts 12. Okay, we're going to start in verse 5, actually, because I just gave you the whole background of what happens before that. So, remember, Peter is going out sharing the gospel because Jesus told him to, and then he gets arrested. Okay, so Acts 12, 5, and it's going to be a little bit longer, so stay with me because I promise it's a great story. Acts 12, 5, so Peter was kept in prison, this is important, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals," and Peter did so. "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me," the angel told him. Peter followed him out of prison, but he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city, and it was opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Okay, so I'm going to give you kind of an overview because I know that was a lot. So Peter, he's sharing the gospel. He gets thrown in jail. He's sitting in jail. His hands are strapped down, practically his whole body. He's just chained to the ground, and he's sleeping between two soldiers. So there's soldiers surrounding Peter. There's no way that he could escape on his own, okay? But then an angel comes, and his chains break off of him, and he sits up, and the angel says, "Come with me, you know, put on your clothes, let's go. I'm going to take you out of prison," okay? So that's what we read. Let's keep going. Verse 11. Then Peter came to himself, verse 11. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen." When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, "Peter is at the door." "You're out of your mind," they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said, "It must be his angel." But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Peter motioned with his hands for them to be quiet and described how the Lord had brought him out of prison. "Tell James and the other brothers and sisters about this," he said, and then he left for another place. Pretty cool story, right? So let's do a little more of an overview, okay? So he's in prison. Angel comes, gets out of prison, leads him out of prison. They walk down the street. And then the angel's like, "All right, see you later. You know, I got you this far. Do whatever you need to do." Okay, so Peter's like, "Okay, so now I know that God was looking out for me. He sent this angel. He got me out of prison. And now what do I do?" So in verse 5, remember when he said the church was earnestly praying to God for him. So he went to those people that were praying for him. And this is kind of funny because he goes to the house and he walks up to the door and he's like, you know, "Hey guys, I've been in prison for a really long time and you probably didn't think I was going to get out, but I'm here now." And the woman comes up to the door and she just ignores him. She just doesn't even open it. She's in so much shock that he is standing at the door that she forgets to let him into the house. So she runs back and she's like, "Oh my gosh, guys, Peter is outside." And he's just, you know, standing out there in the cold. And he's like, "Come on, let me in, guys." So then finally they let him in. And he tells them all about the angel and everything about this. And then they go and tell so many other people. Okay, but what I want us to see from this story is that the first verse says, "But the church was earnestly praying to God for him." Peter was released from prison because God heard those people praying for him, and they knew that they had great faith. Now, God knows his plan for us, right? He knows where we're going to go, what we're going to do, where we're going to end up, how our life is going to be. But God also loves it so, so much when we talk to him, especially when we talk to him and ask him for help with other people, okay? So what we are talking about today is how we can follow God by praying for others, but some of you might be sitting here saying, I don't know how to do that. You know, I don't really know how to pray. Maybe you just...
Wait, I have something. Wait. Okay. So, okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I know you're teaching about this thing.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Someday,
yeah.
So I thought I'd do some research, so I have some research for you, and I really hope you like it because I worked really hard. So I have my research about chairs.
Oh.
Right? Right. There's chairs, right? And they have four legs, and that's kind of weird, right? I mean, what has four legs and you can trust it, right? And then you got like soft chairs, and they're cozy, but then you got chairs that are hard, and they're not cozy. You got some chairs with three legs, and that's really weird. And some chairs rock. Have you ever thought about like a tree? That's like a bird.
Hey, Miss Bree, he told you, you know, we're talking about prayer, not chair, not hair, talking about prayer. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Maybe another time. Okay. I think one more time. I need you guys to clarify. What are we talking about tonight?
Prayer.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, as I was saying, we are talking about prayer. Okay? And as I was saying before that, you may be sitting here saying, "Miss Layla, I have no idea how to pray." You know, there's some prayers in the Bible, and those are great, but sometimes you just don't know what to pray about. You don't know who to pray for, how to pray for them. So what I'm going to teach you today is something called a prayer pattern, and it's called the five-finger prayer. I think we have a picture. Awesome. So, do you guys have notebooks? Do you have pens, pencils? If you do, that's great. If you don't, it's okay, too. If you have your notebook, get it out. We're going to write these down. But if you don't have your notebook, you can just hold out your hand because each finger is going to represent something different, okay? Maybe don't write on your hand because it will probably just wash off. You can write whatever you want in your notebook, but I promise it's pretty simple, okay? So I want you guys to hold out your hand like this, okay? Now, which finger is closest to my heart right now? Thumb. Okay. So our thumb is closest to our heart. So this is going to represent praying for those who are closest to us. Best friend, a sibling, maybe even your pets, your mom, your dad, your grandparents, people that you're really close to. You may be saying, still, okay, how do I pray for them? If there's nothing specific, you can just say, God, I pray for protection for them. I pray for a great day. I pray for a great night's sleep. I pray that they have good breakfast tomorrow or good dinner. Simple as that. Just pray for your people that are closest to you. Okay, pointer finger is going to be the people that point us in the right direction. Okay, so point to your pointer finger like this. Pointer finger is the people that point us in the right direction. Okay, so that's going to be teachers, it's going to be coaches, maybe your pastors, maybe your cabin leaders, okay, people that you're not super close to, but still people that offer you really good advice, okay? Next one, middle finger, point to it, don't point it up, please, thank you. All right, this is your tallest finger, okay? So this is going to be the people that are in charge of you, their heads are over you. They are in charge of you. They protect you. So this is going to be the government, you know, of maybe the whole entire country or maybe just your state or maybe just your town. Okay, so the president. You may be saying, I never talk to these people, so why should I pray for them? Well, they're in charge of you. You know, God put them on earth. They have a purpose too. And their purpose is to protect you and make the rules for you. So you want to pray for them. Pray that they would know Jesus too. Because we want people to be in charge of us that know Jesus as well. Okay, next is our ring finger. Did you guys know that the ring finger is the weakest finger? Yeah, okay. So our ring finger is going to be those people who maybe are feeling weak, okay? So maybe somebody that you know that may be sick, that might be just struggling with a situation in their lives that isn't very easy. Somebody who's maybe just going through a hard time, okay? So pray for those people. Ask God to give them healing, to give them peace, to give them comfort, to guide them through whatever situation they're going through, okay? Now, last but not least, it's important that you know this is the last one, is our pinky. It's our smallest finger. Now, we're going to be praying for ourselves. We're going to be praying for the things that we need for ourselves. Now, we talked about this morning forgiveness. This could be the point in our prayer where we ask the Lord for forgiveness for ourselves, for the sins that we've committed. This will be the point in time where we ask the Lord to give us comfort and peace, maybe if we're sick. But it's really important to know that this is the last thing we pray for. Okay, you guys got it? We're out of fingers on this hand, so that's all we got. Okay, now, I'll tell you that there's a million different prayer patterns that you can pray about, okay? But this one, simple, easy, doesn't take very long. It doesn't have to be super elaborate, but this is just a way that you can pray for others before yourself, but also get a little bit of you in there, okay? So it's really important now, going back to our story, connecting it to what we learned about, that our first thing we prayed for was others and not ourselves. So when the town came together and they prayed for Peter, remember the guy who was in prison? You guys remember him? Right? Okay. So when they came together and they prayed for Peter, notice they didn't come together and start praying for their needs. You know, they knew that their friend was struggling and that they needed to pray for him and ask God for help for him. So God heard them praying. Even though God had a plan for Peter, again, he loves when we talk to him, especially about other people. So God heard those people praying for Peter and sent an angel for him. Now, I have to tell you something. Sometimes this isn't going to be exactly how your prayers go. It's not going to get answered right away sometimes, and that's okay. Sometimes you might pray for something, and God will say no. Now, this doesn't mean he doesn't love you or doesn't seek your interest. This just means that he has a way bigger and better plan for your life than what you prayed for, and you might just not see it yet. Also, sometimes God will answer your prayer how you want it to be answered. He'll answer it with, you know, you asked for this, I'll give you this. And that's because it's in God's plan for your life. The people wanted Peter out of prison, and he was released by an angel. And sometimes this will happen for you. And also sometimes, God's will answer with just not yet. So when the people came together and prayed for Peter, it didn't happen right away. It didn't happen immediately that he was released out of prison. Even while Peter was walking down the street to this house, they were continuously praying for Peter to get out of prison. Now, I'm going to share a little bit of my story with you guys, if that's okay. So growing up, my mom was a super big Christian. Me and her went to church every Sunday. I went to Sunday school. I learned the things. But my dad, he didn't believe in Jesus. And that was really hard. So when I learned how to pray when I was 7 years old, I started praying for my dad. And I said, God, just help my dad to know you. That was it. That was really simple. It was just one sentence, and I just say, God, I want my dad to know who you are. And now, that still hasn't happened. I'm 17 years old now, 10 years later, and I pray for him almost every day. And still, he doesn't know Jesus. But this doesn't mean that I give up praying for him. Because even in every day, I see different changes that happen. Sometimes he'll come to church if I'm on the stage doing something. And that means that he hears the message and he hears how God loves him. Sometimes he'll just ask me about how church was, how it went for me, you know, what the message was about. So even though something didn't happen right away with my dad, I didn't give up on praying because I know that God has a great plan and he loves when I talk to him about my dad. So when the people prayed for Peter, it wasn't instantly that God released him, but they never gave up on praying. If God wants it to happen, it will. So don't lose hope because it doesn't happen right away. Never give up on praying for the people that you love, the people that are struggling, the people that maybe don't know Jesus. On earth, we can give all of the advice that we want to give. We can give all of the encouragement. We can give all of the things that maybe God wants us to say to other people. But when we pray for those people, that's what brings miracles, breakthrough, and change. So never give up on praying, because we can follow God by praying for other people. Now, we need God. He knows our thoughts. He knows our desires. He knows what's going on in the person sitting next to you's life, too. He knows what everybody needs. But we still need to pray to him and ask him for help. We can't do this life alone, and we need God. And praying is a great way to be with him and show him that we need him. So we're going to go into a time of more worship. And what I want you guys to do is I want you to look through the prayer pattern that we did. I want you to try and practice it. Even if there's a specific person that you're just like, I really need to pray for right now, I want you to do that. But I want you guys to be just quiet and spend this time with God. Don't talk to your neighbor. Don't talk to the person behind you. Just pray. Practice your prayer pattern and just worship God, because we really need him.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So, thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.